He says he's getting old. We like to say he's aging gracefully. It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
7:13 on Taking the Lead. Welcome to your Friday, the 16th of August. Glad you could join us this morning. Doug Cunningham, WSJM News Director. You know, Dave and I were talking, Dave Wolf and I talking about half an hour ago about are you happy and things that would make you happy. And it seems like I put a survey out and got a lot of responses, a lot of feedback from it about things that would make you instantly happy. And it was talking about things like winning the lottery or getting a bonus at work and such and had a lot to do with money. But there's been a lot of violence. Maybe the news is guilty of public, you know, putting this out even more. I don't know, but it just seems like there's been a lot more violence lately.
Yeah, we've had 248 mass shootings in the United States in 2019 alone, defined by more than four people involved,
right,
in the shooting. You know, and lots of victims. So the Catholic Diocese here in southwestern Michigan, out of Kalamazoo with Bishop Paul J. Bradley, he called yesterday on all Catholic churches in southwest Michigan to do a day of prayer for peace and an end to violence. For him, it's a moral issue. It's horrific, and it is something that's not just confined to the shootings, but violence and disrespect and hatred percolating throughout our society.
Yeah.
And so I spoke with him about that, and I think he had some very important things to say. Bishop Paul J. Bradley.
Our nation is gripped by horrific chronic violence right now, hardening hearts on a range of issues as well, from the way we treat undocumented families crossing our borders, to these mass shootings, to the racial hatred that seems to be flaring up. So in the midst of this violence and this chaos, and arguably this unholy reality, please share with us your thoughts as you do this Catholic Day of Prayer for Peace and an End to Violence.
I think you summed that up very, very well in terms of an overview of what we're experiencing, and it's not only troubling, it's frightening. As we see, it's becoming more of not so much an expected thing, because I think we're always shocked, but more frequently, some numbers show more than 200 shootings involving more than four people over this year. And I think the one thing that you said there was, in terms of hardened hearts, hearts that are certainly being motivated by, as it's been proven many times, hatred for others just because of who they are, or what color their skin is, or where they're from. So that is the most troubling thing of all. And we as people of faith, just automatically turn to God. We should turn to God to ask for God's strength, but also for, the grace to help us to do what only we can do, and that's to change those situations ourselves. We can't necessarily expect God's going to do that. God expects us to do that. And so, to have a day of prayer is really, I think, to kind of refocus people on that very basic point, and to ask God's help, God's grace, to ask God to soften people's hearts, to ask God to help us to be instruments of change.
You're also concerned, obviously, about something that's tied up into all of this, and that's the erosion of the value and dignity of human life in our culture. How is our culture eroding that dignity and respect for human life, and what, if anything, can we do about it?
I think we're seeing it across the board. I mean, we, again, as Catholics, we tend to look at what's called the spectrum of life, the whole spectrum from the conception of a child in the womb to the final breath a person takes naturally at the end of that life cycle. And all along the way, we're seeing infringements upon the natural flow of life, from abortions to euthanasia, even to such things as, well, of course, the violence is very clear when people violently treat one another due to hatred, but also in just basic human discourse, in the respect that we have for one another that can translate into bullying, cyberbullying, whether it's physical or through the internet, just ways that we show a complete disrespect for the other person. Well, if you don't think like me or talk like me or look like me, there's something wrong. And that is very troubling. It's at the very core of who we're supposed to be as human beings, that we're diverse, and that's of the human race.
As this violence and abuse permeates our culture and our nation, and as we struggle with how to counteract that, we know in many respects that the violence does begin with the hardened hearts that we've referenced earlier here in this conversation, the angry attitudes that dehumanize others. Do you have some specific advice on how we begin to change that within ourselves and within our communities? How do we begin to go from hardened hearts to soften our hearts so that we can replace the violence and the hatred, hopefully, with love and respect for human life?
Well, I think this has been perhaps an age-old problem. I think we've seen that, if we would go back again as people of faith, go back to look at the scriptures from the earliest days. I mean, that was part of the very vocabulary that was used when, in terms of our relationship with God, that God would look at us and be critical of those with hardened hearts, with stiff necks, those that refuse to acknowledge God's role, His place in our life. So we forget that there's an accountability, perhaps, that we have to God. At the end of our lives, we will find that there is an accounting of how have we lived our lives. And so, I think going back to those very basic understandings of, we human beings are not just accidentally here. God has placed us here, and God is still in charge of the universe. Perhaps that's an acknowledgement that many people don't share if they're not people of faith. But the fact is, just logic should lead us to conclude that we need, at some point, we're going to pay for, have consequences for the actions of our lives. And so I think part of that is that acknowledgement, that awareness that we can, at some point, say, I need to convert my heart. I need to change my heart. And only God's grace can do that. We can't necessarily always do that on our own, but we can help support one another. We human beings can encourage one another through prayer, through our own sense of concern and care for each other.
You're listening to News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Doug Cunningham, and I'm speaking with Bishop Paul J. Bradley about a day of prayer for peace and an end to violence, and how we can change our culture and our hearts to hopefully have more dignity and respect for human life. Our area depends on thousands of migrant workers here in southwestern Michigan, the workers and their families, but we're not really respecting the dignity and value of human life as we cage families and separate children from their families at our borders because of their documentation status as they cross the border trying to flee, in many cases, from violence and poverty. The focus seems to be on the letter of the law with this issue, and the humanity and empathy for the poor and for those fleeing violence seems to be lost. Specifically about that issue, can you offer any moral and spiritual guidance about what we should be doing and how we should be responding to these migrants that come to our borders looking for either safety from violence or a better economic opportunity as they flee poverty?
I occasionally will make comments about these kinds of issues on, I do a tweet a couple of times a day on just issues of the day or the scriptures for the day. And anytime that I approach this subject, I'm amazed at the pushback that almost automatically comes from people who want to either keep this as a political issue, an economic issue, but as you're pointing out, it's a moral issue. And to none of us living in the United States got here without having somebody come before us from someplace else. And for the most part, we were welcomed. How can we not welcome those others, especially those who are, as you point out, fleeing from oppressive and sometimes violent situations where they're trying to protect their families and find a better life? And that's what the United States always has stood for and should continue to stand for. So I don't take any political sides here or any issues around how it impacts the economy. I do take issue with the fact that we need to be welcoming people. As we've been welcomed, we need to welcome others.
Bishop Bradley, thanks so much for talking with us. We appreciate it. Is there anything else that you would like to add about the violence that seems to engulf us these days or this day of prayer?
Well, I've been mindful these days about a beautiful quote from Mother St. Teresa of Calcutta, where she, of course, encountered much pain and suffering. And she said one time, you know, sometimes we can be frustrated when we can't heal all the wounds and we may be tempted to give up and do nothing. But she went on to say, everybody can do something, and we must do what we can. And I think that sums up the whole situation. We can't maybe solve the whole problem, but we can start with how are we treating one another? And I think that could be the beginning.
And that was Bishop Paul J. Bradley of the Archdiocese there in Kalamazoo for an entire area of Southwest Michigan. The day of prayer he was speaking about occurred yesterday. Thursday, 59 churches, parishes throughout our Southwest Michigan region participating in that day of prayer for peace and an end to violence.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate that.